This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, what up?
Happy Friday.
Woohoo.
Wiggy.
What up? It is Friday.
Yeah. That drip, though, the succulent Celtics drip that you are displaying this morning. Where did you get that?
I get like a lot of my stuff off of IG. There's this like Pro Strand, I think it's called. It's like a sweatshirt site, and it's got like a lot of. You got to see this Red Sox hoodie I got.
Okay.
Talk about straight fire.
So you have chosen sides.
Yeah. I don't wear any other jersey.
Between the Bruins and the Celtics, we're heading into round one for both. Huge weekend when it comes to both of those teams, and you clearly have chosen the Celtics over the Bruins.
I wore my Bruins one earlier in the week.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yeah. Curtis, good morning. Hello. How are you?
Hey, Greg. Doing spectacular.
What's happening?
Just another great day. The Yodels, by the way, taking over the world. The IG has been blowing up.
Really?
Yep. And I can't wait for Sunday at the Playwright, where I'll have another opportunity to try a Boston Cream Yodel in a dessert form.
Yes. I will mention that if you're looking to watch the Celtics game with us, then you could do it at the next Basic Brunch, which is Sunday at the Playwright in South Boston. And the culinary staff over there was listening to the show yesterday and suggested that they would create some sort of a stacked yodel, Boston cream yodel dessert for Curtis and for others.
Right.
Everyone except Sean. So we started off with 80 seats, I believe, somewhere around there available for Basic Brunch and the Celtics game on Sunday. And I was told yesterday by Adam at the Greg Hill Foundation that we have 11 bar seats left and I think 8 regular booth seats left for Basic Brunch, and then it's a sellout. So if you want to join us, I don't know, Wiggy, what's your status?
I'm going to try. We got a house showing for our house that we're trying to sell, so I might try to get there, but the showing's at like 1. So we'll see.
Right. I'm not 100%. I don't think you should be there for the showing.
No, I don't think you should either. I think you might.
My wife's the agent, so.
I know, but you might ruin the deal. Like you personally.
No,
like,
I stand there with 8x10s. No.
great call, Wade.
That's it. It's all about marketing, Chris.
Absolutely. You want to feel like a Super Bowl champion? Sleep in his house.
That is it.
Very, very important question. You're selling the house.
Yes.
You're about to be for them streets.
We about to be outside.
Okay. When it comes to the bidet, is that coming with you, or could a buyer negotiate that baby stays?
Well, everything, like my man Heisenberg once said, everything is negotiable except for the bidet. The bidet is a traveling bidet. It comes with me.
All right. I just want to know if you were moving into a home like that of Wiggy's, and there was a bidet that was already in there and clearly had been utilized a lot.
Right.
Would you be okay?
No.
I don't know, you're shaking your head, but you move into a home.
Doesn't the bidet kind of touch you?
No, it has a self-cleaning device.
But doesn't it?
No, shoots water.
I know what it does, but does the spout
touch you?
Touch
no.
the skin?
No.
Only if you're old Shine.
It's like...
It used to touch old Shine. Yes. There's a little hangover. Not anymore. Shine, you look great. Not
Thanks.
Anymore.
Good Thanks, job, Shine.
I know we shouldn't feel bad for inanimate objects, but I really do feel sorry for that.
No,
today.
No. Courtney, I don't know. It's similar to like when we were a kid, we went to the carnival, right, uh-huh. growing up. And there was that game where you had to shoot the water and the clown's mouth and the balloon went up. That's kind of what it is. You get there's no physical touching of the bidet device and your body.
Okay.
Keeps you nice and clean.
Yeah, then I'd be fine with it.
There you go.
All right.
Ernie Bach's got the best one around.
So when you're at Ernie's, you'll sit to use it?
No, I never use it. Too many people.
You don't want a bidet in public.
No, it's
not that the people are in the bathroom. The people are out in the party. Yeah, I want party
my
area.
Yeah, like, I don't want people knocking on the door. I'm trying. His got all types of buttons on it.
Oh my!
I would like Ernie to be like, hey, listen, I'm going out of town one weekend. Can you just stay at the Castellon and just and then I would be there
right
by myself and
right. You could bidet to your heart's content.
Mm-hmm. Well, really, he's got like heated seats.
Right. You could bidet the day away.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you want.
Ernie walks in and says, "Wiggy, that's not a bidet. That's a jacuzzi."
Stay clean, people.
All right. Well, anyway, the Wiggins home is for sale.
Yes.
I hope we see you on Sunday. And if you want to watch the Celtics with us, then just go to thegreghillfoundation.org. And I believe the tickets are $75, and that gets you all the food and fun and frivolity and Celtics watching that we can do together. So I don't know how we're going to get everything into the next 4 hours today, Curtis. There is a lot going on.
Sports.
A lot happening when it comes to sports. Leeds in 10 minutes or 15 minutes at 6:25. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will talk about what PGA player Max Homa said about fast food and his fans. And I would suggest that if every athlete felt that way about their fans, then the world would be a better place. So we will get to that during They Said It at 7. At 7:20, as the Bruins get ready for game one tomorrow night, we will talk with Nessun's Sofia Yurkstevich and get her take on this game on Saturday and on this series with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Courtney will have the news coming up at 7:45 or so this morning, and we can discuss the pizza controversy, which has shook the world. I don't know, Wiggy, if anybody would be aware of this, but apparently Italians are pissed that America is getting credit for sauce. So we can discuss that during the news. And then at 8:20, Ask the Owner, as we used to call it on the old show, we will be joined by the owner of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck, on this show at 8:20. And we'll talk to Wick about game one for the Celtics on Sunday. What else? Elliot Wolf spoke yesterday. Some very interesting things that Elliot Wolf said yesterday.
You like the new approach?
What's the new approach? Insist that you're going to try and find some sort of a free agent that might someday want to play football here.
That we'll trade up, we'll trade down, we'll stay the same. Just the openness of what they potentially could be thinking.
I am hoping that they are just practicing massive pre-draft subterfuge or whatever you would call it, like trickery.
Okay.
Because you don't think so, Curtis?
No. I am. My opinion of the presser yesterday is I'm glad. I don't think they're going to take a pick at 3, and I think that means that they are not enamored with Drake May, which makes me very happy.
Curtis, you and I same wavelength today. Look at this.
Look at this.
I'll be getting to it in my lead, but Greg, the official Shine mock draft for the 2024 NFL draft, the final mock draft, is out.
Is it out or is it dropping?
No, it has dropped. Okay. It dropped at 6 a.m. this morning.
Okay.
Just in time for the show, and I will be discussing that in my lead.
And Mel Kiper just opened an incognito window so he could read it without people knowing it.
True.
I mean, he essentially said, I'm paraphrasing, but they're going to be, they have to be a draft and build football team.
Okay.
Are you okay with that? Because that puts your next competitive team somewhere about 10 to 12 years away. I have
no faith in the organization because of what has been revealed and how they have handled themselves in the absence of Bill and Tom. However, if they had just taken the guy at three, whichever fell into their lap, that would, from my perspective, show me that Robert Kraft is just demanding they take the shiniest object that they can sell and tickets and build around and all that. If they're not going to sit at three and they're going to trade back, that at least tells me that they're prioritizing the long game as opposed to just doing this big thing that will make people happy in the short term.
I have a wild theory for you. I think I may have shared it in the group chat. It's so wild. It's like out on Mars or something, but I might as well share it. What if Tom Brady, who has been on the social medias showing you that he can still run a 40 like he was a 22-year-old, although he couldn't really run at 22. What if Tom Brady told Robert Kraft, I will come back mid-season so long as you get rid of Bill Belichick?
Wow.
And Robert Kraft went forward with that,
right.
is waiting for Tom Brady, and then they go and they take Marvin Harrison Jr. or somebody with that third pick, awaiting the arrival of the great one to save the franchise.
Wow.
Is that anywhere near possible?
I mean, anything is possible. And if that were the case, then we would really have to reevaluate how we felt about Robert Kraft and his whole running Bill up out of here.
I mean, I would assume that Tom Brady is probably just trolling everybody. I don't know.
I think he's legit.
He's too smart to do that.
Why is he running like that, Curtis? If not, and putting it on social media, if not to show somebody that he's in shape and wants to get, I don't see any other reason for doing it.
There's only one person to blame for all of this, and it's not Robert Kraft and it's not Bill Belichick. It is Patrick Mahomes. His third championship, and he's still in his 20s. He's now on the same pace, if not ahead of Brady. That is what has caused this and been the catalyst for his return. He may not come back. I mean, that's perfectly fine. In Vegas, they say 10-1, so they don't think he's coming back. But when he had that conversation, the second he brought up Michael Jordan, that's to me where he was legitimately opening the door for it.
Good morning to those that watch this show on Twitch. You know I love you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Friday, so you're not gonna bother me today. But Game Dog in the Twitch chat says, come on, Greg, this is lazy. What is lazy?
Game Dog knows lazy.
What is lazy about suggesting that maybe Tom Brady has some sort of a plan to return to the NFL?
I don't know.
There's anything lazy about it, but I do think that you guys are falling right into his trap.
Okay, that's like fine.
Not lazy. That's him baiting us.
I just said it's not lazy at all. I'm saying that Tom Brady wants everybody to talk about everything he is doing at every moment, and I don't blame him. If I was Tom Brady, I would too. But there is no way that guy is coming back midseason to any team, but he is loving that he is the name on everybody's lips.
But what's the purpose of that?
But let me ask you this, because I understand your argument.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think he really cares who's talking about him at this point?
Yes.
Right.
He should be so far past that.
Yeah, he cares.
What? You think he does?
Everybody,
why?
Because he's
Tom Brady. He doesn't.
Because
if Tom
of what
Brady
Curtis just
waves
said,
in the street, people are going to talk to
because
him.
Because what Curtis just said.
What's that?
Patrick Mahomes is the name on everybody's lips during the Super Bowl time, winning another Super Bowl. Travis Kelce's name's on everybody's lips. Tom Brady's looking at everybody and saying, wait a minute. I'm still Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still the greatest of all time.
Okay.
Let me get back into these headlines.
Okay. If that's your theory, then,
yeah.
And he loves the fact that people are talking about him, what way to get everybody talking about you better than coming back.
But it could end up being talking about him negatively if he comes back and things don't pan out.
But it's going to be negative anyways because we're going to...
It's not negative.
Don't you think we're at the point now, like especially like a Curtis, a true diehard Brady guy, where it's like, Tom, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, why are you coming out here and dangling us around?
What if the reason that A.J. Brown changed all of his profile pictures to Tom Brady yesterday was that he knows about it? And when Elliot Wolf was talking about working on mm-hmm. trades, that they've already started working on a trade, and mm-hmm. he is going to join Tom Brady and Marvin Harris.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Harrison Jr. in New England. I mean, I know it's a lazy take, but I'm just on board with it because it's a Friday.
Isn't Brady in the world? If Courtney is right, and this is the Brady, he wants people to talk about him. Mm-hmm. Isn't he now becoming the LeBron James of basketball?
Yes,
football.
Yeah. Football.
Yes.
Are people starting to go, ooh, A.J. Brown's doing this. They get Marvin. Now it's Brady's coming back. Brady's like throwing little subliminals out there like, I could still play. Who else would do that other than LeBron?
Hey, 508 Texter says, you guys are idiots. Tom Brady has been marketing himself since he held the baby goat.
Yep.
So maybe that's true.
What was the name of the Tom Brady series that was the predecessor to the Dynasty docuseries? That was one. You're right.
The
other one when he retired was Man in the Arena. Mm. When he is broadcasting the games, he's in the arena, but he's not. That is what he is obsessed with, being in a competition, being in the arena.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to this morning. We have a lot coming your way. If you want to be on, the number is 617-779-7937. If you would prefer to text, then you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Shime, I'm going to demand control of all rejoins this morning because having met with somebody in the office this morning, they've already listened to the new Taylor Swift album 47 times through, and I'm not dealing with all new Taylor Swift rejoins this morning on the show.
It's okay. I wasn't going to play a Taylor Swift song today. The one song I was excited for, I listened to, and I was disappointed.
So. Well, she's right there.
Yeah, it's okay.
Album release. She released more songs than expected.
How was it?
It is angsty. Is what I will say.
It is like Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, it's very.
So is Curtis. Curtis is also angsty.
What am I getting shrapnel for?
It's emo. It's an emo album.
Definitely.
And it's not, there's not really like a bop, which I was upset about. But lyrically, she is a genius and another masterpiece.
Okay.
I did pick out my least favorite song. Mm. That was Curtis's challenge to me.
Yeah.
And it's Florida with Florence and the Machine.
Okay. Maybe one. Maybe we'll do one or two.
I do have a favorite if
you
I
do?
Can pick.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll do that at some point. So,
Greg, if you had an album, would your cover be the photo of you in Bullet?
Black and white.
I almost posted one yesterday of me and Bullet and directed at you, but I didn't have
A plus restraint.
All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending this very first hour.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Excuse me. It's a Friday, so I don't care. Texter is 100% correct when it comes to rejoins. Complete and utter Hillman jinx on this radio show yesterday morning that resulted in the sad passing of Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers Band. Probably at the exact moment that you played I'm No Angel Shine yesterday, Dickie Betts passed away. So I'm going to I will demand a I'll come up with an Allman Brothers rejoin, and we'll start the show that way.
Awesome. Right, sounds good.
All right. Sorry, Courtney. Go ahead.
That's okay. Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 5-4, dropping the last game and the series. Little different story with starting pitching last night. Brennan Bernardino only went 2 innings, striking out 2. Another 2 errors for the Sox. They lead the league with 20 in 20 games. The Sox now in Pittsburgh. 6:40 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Heat will host the Bulls tonight, with the winner of that matchup getting Boston on Sunday at 1. Come join us at Basic Brunch. Jimmy Butler will not be playing. He's expected to be out for a few weeks with an apparent MCL injury. The Bruins kick off the postseason tomorrow with the Maple Leafs in town with an 8 p.m. puck drop. Elsewhere in the NHL, the league has approved the move of the Coyotes from Arizona to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors voted to approve the sale of the franchise's hockey team assets to Ryan and Ashley Smith, the owner of the Jazz. And Shaw's Star Market presents Norwegian Prime Salmon Fillets, now on sale. Get it today for just $8.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. Shaw's Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 43 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high, 57 in Boston.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.